This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the process. You need to be part of the whole. No, really. Get informed. Get engaged. Find out what's going on. You know, I say this all the time. We're coming up on election time. So you need to find something that you're really excited by, all right? You need to find something that you can get behind, that you believe in. Again, as I said, really, 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 really excited by. And help promote or support it. So if it's all about education for you, then keep track of what's going on with the education system in your community. Find out how to get involved. Find out how to go down to a school board meeting or a water board meeting or a city council meeting or what have you and get involved with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, honestly, being part of the conversation, okay? I should be having this conversation with Xander Gibb, because whenever I deal with these kind of issues, the loons on the left go crazy. I'm not allowed to deal with them. I'm not a woman. I'm not gay. I'm not transgender. I'm not whatever. And it's gotten old, and I ignore them now anyhow, but it's less emails when Xander does it or whatever. It's like Corey was saying earlier. You know, one of the reasons he deals with the black issues is because when I do, they say, I have no understanding of the black community, so I can't possibly want to speak to it or talk to it or have any credibility whatsoever. And then when he comes on, what happens? The loons call him a racist. How does that work? So now Captain Marvel star Brie Larson, she's whining about the lack of LGBTQ representation in Marvel films. You know, we've gotten down where everything in this country, this is on the left season, everything has to do with gender, color, white privilege, male privilege. It's nuts. It's just nuts. And you want to talk about equality? The numbers show that boys, young men, are being left behind in the education system. And it's not because they're dumber than women. It's because they went overboard trying to pull young women along, and not that they couldn't be, but they started focusing on young women to the point where the boys got left behind. There's no massive surge, massive push to make it better for the boys. None. They're just going to leave them there because boys are dumb anyway. All they want to do is sit on the couch and play video games or go out and play football. I mean, that's all they do anyhow. Seriously, this is just maddening. Maddening to listen to these people. You know, we had to have a black president. We had to have a black. Ooh, what's next? Ooh, let's have a woman president. Yeah, that'll do. Woman president. Now, we need a gay president because then we'll have a gay couple in the White House. How about this? How about we have the most qualified human being to sit in that chair. There's a novel idea. What do you think? Right? Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need somebody to sit in that chair that truly, and don't give me, I know some of you left to go, yeah, but you voted for Trump. Yes, I did, and I would again in a heartbeat. Based on the people that you're putting up there, I started to say it earlier, it's so true. Mrs. Clinton, without being hit by lightning, was actually sat there and started talking about integrity. And how the and how the new AG should be impeached because he's the president's personal attorney. Wow, but when Eric Holder wouldn't show up because he was the president's wingman, not a word. Remember that? I'm supposed to not protect the president, but protect the office. No, you're supposed to protect the American people. I got all that. And then if Holder had said, I'm not going in front of, I'm using my own words here. I'm not going in front of Congress because my conversations with the president is privileged information. Yes, he could stand behind executive privilege, but he's not going to have to because I'm not going to go talk with you. Because he should be able to have conversations with his AG without worrying about every word being leaked. I personally couldn't get mad about that. Because some of you are saying the same thing now. It works both ways. It works in every party with every group. Has to. So I feel the same way now. Now, the AG hasn't been there forever, but here's what you want my little pea brain idea of what I think is happening. It dawned on me today when I was listening to these guys, flicking through the channels. They have to discredit Barr. They have no choice in the matter. And it doesn't matter whether this is another Kavanaugh situation. They're talking about impeaching him, but again, they have nothing to impeach him on. First of all, he didn't hide anything in the report. He had the right to redact more than he did. Had the right to. He had the right not to release any of it. Their biggest complaint is he was inaccurate in his summary, and then it took him 3 weeks to put it out there. Those are the two impeachable offenses. If those are impeachable offenses, think about this. Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, Holder, Lynch, both Clintons. I mean, they would all have been impeached and gone. All of them. But we do have two separate sets of standards, don't we? Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you to be involved and be engaged. If you head up to the website, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit more later, but Facebook just announced it was banning for life people like Alex Jones and a bunch of others, and we'll discuss that. And I'm not into censorship at all, but I think that there's some things that people, you know, if you're, and not that Alex did this, don't get me wrong, but if you're actively calling for the wiping out of a group, for the killing of, you know, going into mosques and shooting the place up, going into synagogues or churches. If you're one of those people that's constantly putting that kind of message out, at least blur the message. Seriously. I mean, you're actually calling for somebody to be harmed, to be hurt. And I don't care whether it's us Christians or other groups that are doing it. It's not the way to handle things. It is not the way to deal with things. But they get down to the point where they're banning, shadow banning, really banning, pulling down pages of guys like yours truly. And some people like to have a field day with it because it's almost like Facebook. Now think, I'm the little guy, and Facebook uses, or the general populace uses Facebook as an indicator as to what hate speech is. So when they pull my page down because of hate speech, it's because I'm talking about stuff like abortion. You know, God's law. Oh my God, can't do that. When Facebook bans Franklin Graham for 30 days, or Twitter bans Franklin Graham for hate speech? Really? So what they've done is we've allowed the millennials, we've allowed those young companies to decide that hate speech is anything that makes them feel uncomfortable. Right? I could play an hour on this. Think about the hypocrisy behind these people. If they're uncomfortable with it, and if they decide it's not the right message to put out, then they label it hate speech. Not disagreed speech, but hate speech. Yet they're pushing in some schools across this country, especially in California, your kids have to look at caricatures or illustrations of people having sex. Same-sex couples, right? Traditional couples. Kids pleasuring themselves as it being normal. And these are drawn out. These are sketched out in the book that they're reading in elementary school levels. Now, that's offensive to you, and it may cause your kids some issues. They don't care about that because, see, you're not educated enough to know better. You're stuck in the 50s. You're old school. You need to go. They're smarter than you. That's why the hardcore left Democrats scare me. Because they truly believe that people like me need to be in an institution. We need to be reprogrammed. We believe and we pray to a God that they can't hug and smell and taste and touch and any of that. We're sick. We have a problem. They believe that biology doesn't matter, yet we have the problem. They believe something with 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 arms, 2 legs, a head, 2 eyes, a nose, and a heartbeat with human DNA is not human. Now, they're stuck on that one. Either they believe science or they don't. And now they're so in your face that their attitude is the mother has a right, whether it's human or not, whether it's a baby or not, the mother has a right to decide whether that blob of cells lives or dies. I should say, exists or ceases to exist. And they don't see anything wrong with this. This is right. This is normal. Leaving that baby on the table to die. This is right. This is normal. This is okay. You know, I mean, think the whole thing through. It's not even gone far left. Now, it's flat out, they are the religion, they are the God, they are the supreme beings of the universe. And to my Democrat friends, my hardcore Christian Democrat friends, how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile the love for God that holds life in such high esteem? Right? I mean, that wants you to prosper, be in health, have a joyous life. Lays out the rules and the guidelines in his book. How do you reconcile abortion? I'll just go with abortion. There's so many other things I could deal with. We'll just go with that one, though. How do you do that? If God knew If God had a plan to the young lady that spoke at my prayer breakfast today, or our prayer breakfast, I should say, she talked about God laying out the plan for her life. So if God has a plan for your life, I am sure he didn't think about that the day you were born. I would bet my lunch money on the fact that he had that all planned out for you. And then you have an abortion. And God's perfect plan for a human being is now gone. That human being. That person that he knew before he got in the mom's womb. So you hardcore, what you call yourselves, right? You Christian Democrats, Christian politicos, whatever, who are gung-ho on abortion. And some even believe it's from God, that it's okay. You'd have to show me that. You'd have to show me Scripture, not your feelings, not what you believe you heard once when you were in, I don't know, Sunday school. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what God's Word says about this. You know, I'm going to finish that other story in a minute, but I got to finish this one. This pastor defended having a late-term abortion. She said, it was the right course of action for me. You know, God in the Bible, now this is a pastor. Now, God in the Bible talks about dying to oneself. Not doing things that benefit us, but benefit others. And here's a pastor said that she had a late-term abortion, and that was right for her, because it's all about her. Doesn't matter what God says or lays out, matters what she wanted. Shows you where we've gone. Another woman with a painful pregnancy story defended her late-term abortion. She was reacting to Donald Trump's remarks at the last presidential debate. You got to hear this when we come back from the break. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll finish up both of these stories this hour, I promise.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What's happening in Venezuela, said
President Trump, discussing the volatile situation in Venezuela in an exclusive interview with Fox News.
When you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
Conservative commentator Stephen Moore, no longer under consideration for a Federal Reserve Board post. President Trump tweeting Moore deciding to withdraw from the process.
It became a kind of character assassination, and I think in part because the left understood they couldn't beat me on my economic ideas.
Moore in an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network's Cavuto Coast to Coast.
I feel bad because I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and the president most of all. He was incredibly nice and kind, and when I told him about this, he understood, but, you know, I'm bummed out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing O Solo Mio. O Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a talented agent. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope you guys participated in today's National Day of Prayer. You know, I'll finish this story too in a minute. But we all, you know, I watch the chat room. I don't know a lot of you. You know that. I know a lot of you personally. I've got to know your kind of character as you respond. People send me emails. I watch what people write on Facebook. But it's like one of those things I heard a while back that it just hit me like a ton of bricks. How many times if somebody told you they got something going on in their life, or, you know, and you say, hey, you know what, we'll keep you in our prayers until you get better, or whatever the situation is. Do you? Do you really? And I'm not trying to convict you. I'm just saying, do you really? So when you sit in the chat room or other places and you talk about God, and yeah, we need to come back to God, or we need to do this, are you... Not in a perfect way, but are you doing or endeavoring to do the same thing? I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I've got a couple of people that I've gotten to know over the years who talk about God and talk about God's number one and this, that, and the other thing. And then when it comes to biblical principle, there's certain things what they'll say, well, I don't care what the Bible says. I go, really? Well, then don't put in a post that you're all about God. Because if you don't care what the Bible says, you don't care what God says, you're not all about God. I mean, we have our moments. I get that. There's a difference between having that weak moment, right, where you want to do what's about God, you want to do the right thing, you want to love other people, and it's just that one person, for me probably two or three dozen, but that one person gets up under your skin and you lash out at them and you didn't really need to, right? And you ask for forgiveness and you tell them you're sorry and it's over. It's no big deal. But then there's one, the person who says, I'm going to pound on that person until I get what I want, and I don't care what the Bible says. That ain't right. That is not the way to handle that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as producer Tammy said, how did you get on this topic? Well, I got on this topic, as I recall, because we were talking about the actress that wanted more LGBTQ people in movies, It's no longer about character anymore. Now it's about your sexual orientation, whether you're transgender, what do you identify as? Are you short, tall, fat, thin? You know, all of that. Why did the mantra go from having a good president to having a black president to having a female president? You know, next it's going to be a black female president. No, we have to have a gay president because it'll show. No. We just have to have a person that does the best job. And you guys on the left that keep saying, stand in my bedroom. All right, well, stop having a bedroom that has four glass walls around it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in one moment you're saying, stay out of my bedroom, stop telling me who to love and what have you, and yet you're saying, here, look, this is normal. You have to see this, so you say, no, I don't. I don't have to watch, I don't have to see, I don't have to know. I don't go up to people in relationships and say, hi, I'm Joe Messina, I'm a heterosexual, I'm married to a woman. I don't do that. Nobody I know with two brain cells does that kind of thing. So anyway, this is what's happened, and I heard a whole thing about Hollywood today. That's the road they're going down, and things are so backwards that you've got a pastor that says she had a late term abortion, and it was good for her. Right now, this story's an older story, but it's. To me, it's apropos because it's exactly what's going on today. Whatever you believe to be truth, or I should say, a lot of this with some people on the left, whatever they believe to be true and right and holy is true, right and holy, and it doesn't matter who says what. This pastor actually supports, along with Hillary Clinton and others in the party, that's how I got on this, support late-term abortions and also partial birth abortions. Now, when this story was originally written to show you how much that the left has evolved in their thinking, and what's funny is recently a poll came out from Rasmussen that showed 78% of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, do not believe in third-term abortions or late-term abortions. Right, but you look at this. We've gone from partial birth abortion right up until just before birth. Those were all okay. Now we've gone past that. It's out of the birth canal. No umbilical cord attached, and it can still be killed. So they're evolving. To them, that's a good thing. They'll say, well, we've evolved. We've gone from traditional marriage to, you know, two men or two women or three men and one woman and one woman or five women and one guy. I mean, they have evolved. Isn't that wonderful? They've evolved to the point where they can decide after you're born whether you get to live or not. They get to play God. Isn't that great? I think it's terrible if you go with what Hillary is saying in the ninth month. You can take the baby, rip the baby out of the womb. I mean, I can get gross with you guys, but you know what happens. You think a baby just dies when you pull it out of the womb at 8.5 months? I was reading something the other day, I don't know how true it is, that the real gestation period is really, truly, the baby is fully formed at 38 weeks. The last 2 or 3 weeks is simply to fatten up the baby. Apparently they haven't seen Italian babies when they're born. You don't need the 40 weeks, let me tell you. They take the baby, they can actually abort the baby just prior to, or just as it enters the birth canal. That's okay. And Hillary was good with that. That's between the mother and the doctor at the time. Now, the Reverend Dr. Amy Butler, she pushed back on Trump at the time. She explained that she chose a late-term abortion for her daughter, even knew what it was. Why didn't she just say, I killed my daughter? It had a sex. She knew what it was. She said she heard Donald Trump talk about babies being ripped from their mother's wombs, as if ending a pregnancy is a reckless, irresponsible afterthought. Well, isn't it? You're pregnant. The egg was seeded. It went through the reproductive system as God, Pastor, as God intended it. Right? It is reckless. It is responsible. It is an afterthought in the pure, true sense of the word afterthought. She said she got so angry the tears poured down her face. No, you got so convicted the tears poured down your face. In the moments when Trump was talking about it, he'd never been pregnant. See, this is what I'm talking about. We can't talk about these issues because I can't get pregnant. I can't be black. I can't be a woman. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to be transgender. I can't be a dog. I can't be a leopard. So I can't talk about anything. With that logic, I'm going to go back to what I would say to you guys. You need to shut up about talking about men's issues because you're not men. That's your own logic, not mine. It's yours. In those moments, Trump, who's never been pregnant, he's never had to navigate any of this, she said it was a gut-wrenching, gray area decision. You know what? No, it wasn't. I'm going to take slack for this, but I don't really care. You're so selfish and self-centered. You were late-term abortion. That baby could have survived outside the womb. You could have had an early C-section, and you could have put the baby up for adoption. That's what you could have done. But what society has done is they turned it into a point where abortion is normal. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to rip off body parts. And adoption is, taboo. We don't want anybody to know you had a baby. No, it's much more of a badge to say, I had an abortion. Think it through. She was floored. Why did she wait so long? She was floored when she found out they were having a second baby. She said she was, I'm sorry, she said she was excited. Right? Her and her husband described that they were very excited when they found out that they were, my God. When somebody gives you a brand new car and you're excited to have the car, do you grab a sledgehammer and start smashing it apart? You're so excited? She said she said something was wrong at one of the appointments. Right? The moments that followed were filled with one doctor after another entering the exam room, looking at the sonogram screen. Butler wrote, I kept asking, what's going on? What's happening? They told her that the unborn baby girl had a potentially fatal development problem and probably was in pain. The baby was 2 weeks or 3 weeks away from being born. How do you know? They've done operations on babies in 16 weeks. Show me senior host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know I make producer Tammy a little crazy because I never, it's like you got to finish the stories. You can't start them and not finish them. Well, actually, I can. Doesn't work out well, but I can. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You can chat with smarter people than I am. You can head over to the Facebook feed. There's also a lot going on there as well. You know, I was thinking during the break, if no, you know how the left always screams, no, no human can be illegal. These aren't illegals. No human can be illegal. Then no human can be a mistake, right? That woman got pregnant. She said it was a mistake. It's not a mistake. There's a specific way that it comes about. There's a specific way it happens. There's no mistake in getting pregnant. It works exactly like it's supposed to. The mistake was that you didn't take precautions. You couldn't control yourself long enough to take precautions. But anyway, that's a story for another day. We're talking about how the Hollywood actress, and it's not just her, a lot of them, Brie Larson, she's whining about the lack of the LGBTQ representation at Marvel films. Which I really love because, you know, think about these Marvel comics and characters have been around for decades. All of a sudden we find out overnight, all of a sudden we find out in a 90-day period that they're all gay or lesbian, all of them? That every one of them has some kind of secret or different lifestyle or different way of looking at things all of a sudden? I was joking today with somebody who said, boy, you'll offend people with that. Too bad. Get your own superheroes. You don't get to tweak around. So what, is Superman going to be the next one that's gay? Get another superhero. It's almost like you're going to, this is what I was saying earlier. You don't want me to force my belief system on you or my thoughts on you. You want to shut me down, but yet you want to take everything that's been pretty standard for decades, and you're going to turn around now and tell us, no, Superman was this, Superwoman was this, so-and-so was this. No, don't do it. You actually look worse doing that than you would be by coming up with new characters, but that's beside the point. It's like all the members of the Hollywood communist cult. They don't want anyone to fully enjoy a film without the stars of the movies preaching or showing the rest of us how we should think, how we should feel, what we should be comfortable with. See, we don't go see their movies because they're filled with maybe a theme or something we don't want to see, and we're homophobic or xenophobic or whatever. Right? We've got some kind of phobia. No, we just don't like your film. How's that? When President Obama was doing things wrong, it wasn't because he was black. It was because he was doing things wrong. They're so used to pretending to be people. You know what? I've been saying this for years. You hold in high esteem people that lie for a living. They play somebody else because they don't have a character to make it on their own. And then, I do this all the time. I don't mean to. You hypocrites on the left that you want to call out these people that run large corporations with 30, 40, 50, 100,000 employees. You want to call them out. And yet, Beyonce. And you have these singers and actresses that make a gabillion dollars per movie. And you're fine with that. Because they're an actor. How many people do they actually give a job to? And don't say all the people work in the movie because they have a job anyway. There's nothing new there. But when you're talking about people, the heads of companies, they're doing a lot. They're creating jobs for others. They're so used to pretending to be people that they're not actors and actresses. Right? They believe themselves to be some of those people that they play. They really believe that they have some kind of moral authority. Remember, I think their divorce rate's higher than any other group there is. Not their suicide rate, but their divorce rate. You know, think about who had the biggest effect on the Me Too movement from a standpoint. They're the ones that created it. Pedophilia and sexual abuse towards women runs rampant in Hollywood. And they're going to give us moral values to live by? Are you serious? And if you think about it, they Hollywood houses some of the most immoral people on the planet. Captain Marvel, star Brie Larson. He had to have a woman, right? No, seriously. It's like, okay, we'll show them. Ghostbusters had to be all women. Now, I'm not a Ghostbusters fan. But I'm just saying, it's really interesting how they have to tweak this and turn this around, because they're going to prove a point. They're going to push it down your throat. Even before her blockbuster debut as the newest member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Larson was complaining about whichever SJW issue of the week that she was teed off about. She's one of those. This is where I say to some of you who complain, but you love Captain Marvel, don't go. Sacrifice. Suffer a little bit like some of the rest of us do. Don't go. Don't give them your money. Now, I did get an email from somebody once who said, you know, when you say that, you're not just hurting the actor. You're hurting the people at the box office. You're hurting the camera people. Really? I'm supposed to be concerned with that. Do you have the same outrage when conservatives are taken off the air, when conservatives are moved along, when their whole production team goes away? Do you have that same outrage? Does it really bother you? Whether she's railing about the press who were promoting her film being overwhelmingly white, or complaining, look, they can't even win in their own group. Even in their own little subcultures, they're on each other. She wants more LGBTQ people, and I guess the media was saying that her film was too white. So maybe they need LGBTQ black and Hispanic and Asians, I guess. I don't know. See what I mean? Let's not look for the best character. Let's not look for the best person. When we're looking for people, the qualifications aren't someone who can memorize their lines, someone who can be to work on time, someone who has good integrity. No. The it's almost like a computer program, right? Black female. If not, then transgender black female. If not, then someone who identifies as a transgender black female. If not, they... See how ridiculous this is? They never stop. And they'll sit there and go, yeah, oh, that's right, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, perfect sense. I have a PhD in BS, and yeah, it makes perfect sense. She's always got some dumb explanation for her wokeness. So, you know, I guess she gets woked on a regular basis or something. I don't know. This time, Larson wants to preach to you about the lack of the LGBTQ, LMNOP, letter, salad representation, the MCU. Here's Larson's, let me read you Larson's comments that she gave to Variety magazine. She says, it breaks my heart to hear, because there's no reason, I don't understand how you could think that a certain type of person isn't allowed to be a superhero. So to me, it's like we got to move faster. But I'm always wanting to move faster with this stuff. You know, here's the thing. Little girls, little boys want characters, want heroes to look up to, right? Now, as a little boy, I didn't go looking for female superheroes. I didn't disparage them. We had Wonder Woman. We had Supergirl. I mean, we could go through a whole list. Batgirl. I didn't care about them. Because I was a little boy. Not that I didn't like them. I just didn't. I was looking at Batman. Right? Superman. That's the thing. It was Spider-Man. Oh, wait till Spider-Woman comes out. Or maybe that's just, like, too creepy.
Girls don't like spiders.
No, girls don't like... Yeah, that's right. Girls don't like spiders. So who's going to be Spider-Woman? It doesn't make any sense. What's wrong with you? It's just crazy. It's not that a certain person isn't allowed to be anything. What you're doing is you're not... You don't have this righteous, hey... Women should be allowed to do anything. I got that. I agree with that. You know, we have two girls. Tammy will tell you, there was never... Matter of fact, if you wanted to get into my skin, and you were one of my girls, all you had to say to me is, well, I'm just a girl. That you might as well just stuck a red-hot poker in the back of my head. Because that made me nuts. So that doesn't fly with me. It doesn't happen in the real world either. You know, when you assure yourself, like what Corey was saying... When you're confident, you're sure, and you get the job done, these big bad corporations, they don't care what sex you are. They care how much money you're making them. They don't care what color you are, because the only color they subscribe to is green. Not allowing any type of person to be anything these days, not only that, but these characters have been well established for years. Like I said, Captain Marvel was always a male. What happened? The character was originally written as a representative of the LGBT community. That's cool. That's fine. If a new character is written in that way, great. God bless him. But why do you have to change the existing character? It really shows what your plan is. Create your own. Be creative, Hollywood. Joe Mancini, your host. You'll sit on the rail side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate so much for the time you spent. Representative John Rogers.